A word for you from John chapter 6 verse 63. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh is no help at all. The words that I have spoken to you are Spirit and life. Sometimes we realize that there must be something of great importance. We sense it, but we can't see it. It somehow doesn't penetrate us. And yet, it is of great importance that we understand this. And the way to understand it is that the Holy Spirit makes us to understand it. And that is why he says, it is the Spirit who gives life. When you read the Bible, when you have your quiet time, when you witness, when you sit under the Word of God, do you truly pray? Or is it just a nod of the head because you think it's expected of you? Or are you truly in prayer saying, O Holy Spirit, reveal to me great and wondrous things from thy word. Lord, speak to me. Unless you have the realization that your flesh, your own intellect, your own intelligence is of no use when it comes to the things of God and understanding God's word, you will always be in limbo. You will always be hovering between life and death, never fully experiencing what God has for you, because you keep on falling into the trap that you can make it on your own, that you can try and understand and try and reach up to God somehow, and you create your own Tower of Babel within you. But this is a very humbling thing to acknowledge. It is the Spirit who gives life. Because it means then that all our own attempts are in vain. We should be so humble that we say, Lord, I have no life in me. I have no power to understand what you are wanting to say and what your word says. Please speak to me by your Spirit. And then the Lord says, and the words I have spoken to you are Spirit and life. That is why, take the Word of God, eat it, consume it. Jesus is the Word. And the Word, in a sense, is Jesus. It doesn't mean that he's made of paper, but of course it means that the content of his Word, uJesu, uYizwi, sidinguguti silidla izwi, we need to consume him so that he consumes us.